Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. You can join us on the Gambit DC listener lines right now at 800-636-1067. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Ryan Kerrigan signs with the Philadelphia Eagles a one-year deal. He was no longer in the plans for the Washington football team. He signs with a division rival. He'll face Washington twice this upcoming season. Do you have issues with a guy who's spent his entire career here in Washington signing with the Eagles, a division rival, a hated rival? I don't have a problem with it at all. Look, the guy wants to extend his career. He wasn't in the plans here. That was clear to him, made clear to him by the coaching staff.
You got
to
respect it.
Is he supposed to just say, you know what, I'm just done?
No, of course not. And then here's the thing. You don't have to root for him.
Right.
You don't have to root
for
him.
Why would you? You're not going to root for him.
No. Especially when they're...
Especially if he gets a strip sack on Fitz. Right. Yeah. He gives the Philly the ball on Washington's 12.
Listen, you're 100% a rooting against him when he's playing against Washington. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to be upset when I see him make a few big plays for them against a different opponent.
No,
I don't care.
Of course not.
In fact, I'm happy for him. Cakes and I were talking about, I'd like to see him hit some milestones.
And we're
happy. He's only, four and a half away from 100?
Yeah, he's at 95 and a half sacks right now. He's in the same neighborhood, and look, different player because of the position. This guy played on the interior line, so for him to have 96 and a half sacks, he's one sack away from Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
I mean, Sapp has 96 and a half. He's close to triple digits, and if he plays three or four more years and racks up 20 more sacks, I don't know, that could happen.
But there are
people
that are
upset.
He's
going to be in the mix for the top 20 all-time in sacks.
There are people that are upset. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Believe in Nashville tweets us 100% Rick Shop.
Mm-hmm. You know what's...
Hanson tweets us, unfollowed him immediately.
Now, I will say this. That's stupid. When Bryce left for Philly,
it
was different. It seemed more like twisting the knife, you know, because Bryce was still sort of at the peak of his powers, prime of his career.
Yeah, well, they also, everyone knew that was a money grab.
It was just totally
different. It was out of left field because there was no real connection to Philly.
And then all of a sudden, like, the Liberty Bell was his favorite thing ever.
Right.
You know, he was always
big phony,
Eagles
big phony
fan.
Bryce.
Yeah, like, he showed up in the Eagles jersey.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But Ryan's just a different scenario. This is a guy who's trying to extend his career. Totally different scenario.
Very different.
No ill will. What were you going to say, Drabby?
I have a little bit of recent experience with this with Sherman in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I love Richard Sherman, but it killed me when he went to San Francisco. And
even though he's late in his career, he's trying to extend it.
Well, he left with a lot of animosity, and he purposely chose the 49ers to try to stick it to our team.
Right.
And I just lost a lot of zeal for him. And it can never be replaced. Now, if he could come back to Seattle, it could be fun for a year or so before he retires. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be quite the same. I'll always look at him as a kind of a traitor, to be honest with you.
You're going to look at him as a turncoat.
Well, a little bit. I know. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
That's just the way I kind of feel.
You know what? And I heard the guys referencing this when I was driving home. It's the B. Mitch. It's the B. Mitch move, which I don't hold it against him at all. Guy's trying to extend his career. Bryan ended up playing 3 years in Philly. You forget that. And he played 3 years in Philly.
He played for the Giants, too.
And he played for the Giants.
He basically played for everybody.
These guys got to sign somewhere when their wives are ringing up 3 and 4 credit cards.
Right.
Yeah, you need that income to pay them off.
But Kerrigan said he had other offers, didn't he?
Oh, he did, but he's got to go where it's best for him. Now, he doesn't care about his old employer's rival.
No, why would he care?
Put it this way. Some people if JFK donked us off, we would go anywhere. We wouldn't say, oh, we're going to stay away from their rival.
Right, if a rival station offered us a deal,
we'll go wherever.
Right, but LeVar, I remember he told me he signed with the Giants to stick it to Dan Snyder.
Okay, sometimes that happens.
Well, he had a personal vendetta against Snyder.
And those are different scenarios. I don't think that's what's necessarily going on with Ryan. But if he wanted to, if he was a little resentful, that's fine.
He's on the fact that Philly's close, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so his home has been here.
Yeah, he's got a
wife and a baby. To move to Cincinnati is a big deal. Like, if you move to Cincinnati, you're not really going to be seeing your family if they stay home here in Ashburn or wherever his home is, Leesburg. I'm going to assume it's around there. If you're in Cincinnati, that's a huge move. You're donking off 4 or 5
well,
months.
Then why would you want
to move to Cincinnati from here? I forgot what he looked like. We're historic here.
Why would you want to live in Cincy? But I also believe him when he says it's about playing time.
I do, too. He's trying to extend his career.
These other teams may have said, there's a spot for you, but we can't guarantee you're going to get a certain amount of downs.
Right, he got a new coach last year.
He didn't want to stand there and hold his helmet.
And I'm sure, he felt like he was producing because he was early in the season. Then he saw less and less snaps.
Right.
And look, Chase Young deserves all the snaps.
Right.
Don't take him out.
It happens.
Right.
No ill will.
But there are people that are upset. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Marvin in Landover, line 2.
Marvin.
You're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, fellas. It's a good morning. I'm just so glad you guys are up with me. Look, y'all must be different kind of sports fans than I am. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm a hater. And I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot cheer for another player on the Eagles, Cowboys, or Giants.
You're not going
to
cheer for them.
Cheer for them.
No one's asking you
Nobody's
to cheer for
them. Nobody's telling you to do that.
Okay, then I can't even acknowledge that I want him to be successful at all. I don't even want him to get a sack for the daggone Eagles. I don't want
him
to play
for the Eagles. For all he did for you, you want him to go over there and fail?
Yes, absolutely, because I want every Eagle to fail. That's the problem. I hate the Eagles. I hate the Giants, and I definitely hate the Cowboys. I hate them so much that I don't want anybody on their team to do good at any time because it hurts my team. So when he went to the Eagles, he destroyed my ability for me to go, okay, let's see him do some great things, because I don't want anybody on the Eagles to do great things.
All right, but this is what you have to – but Marvin.
When college players go to the Eagles, like Devontae Smith, I loved him. I don't want him to do good.
I understand that part of it. But you can't hate on him for making the decision because he's doing it for his family.
I don't hate on that. I want him to make as much money as possible. Make your family right, that's okay. But when he did that, it robbed me the chance to sit there and enjoy the last parts of his career because I cannot stand the NFC East teams. I do not want them to do good on any play. On any play. I want every play to be a negative. So how can I sit there and say, Ryan Kerrigan did great on that play? I don't want that.
Well, no one's
not Eagles even going to see it.
Nobody's
You're mostly going to miss their games.
No, look, don't misconstrue it.
No, I watch every one of them.
No one's asking Washington fans to root for him or feel great when he gets a sack for another team. You just have to understand why he made the decision, because you would do the same thing. Washington fans would do the exact same
thing. Just saying, don't be stupid. That's all.
Just don't be hateful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Bryce thing. Even Bryce, I mean, whatever. It's free country. Do whatever you want. Free agent. He earned it. He wanted to sign a big long-term deal. We should all be so lucky. How much did Bryce get? What did he get?
330, I thought.
Did he get 330? Yeah, he got something ridiculous.
Like a 13-year deal.
I mean, at the end of the day, how could you even hate on that?
You can't.
But that was still a little different. That was like twisting the knife. This is a guy trying to extend his career. I have zero animosity.
Yeah, but even with Bryce, that was the best deal. You can't hate on Bryce even though there was no connection. It was the best deal. He's just trying to go out there and make as much money as he can.
And he didn't want it all deferred.
Yeah, he didn't want to be paid with, like, in
2017. He didn't want $150 million deferred. Who knows if he's going to be alive?
About that was a little annoying because you could say, well, they were going to give him $200 million. I mean, come on, what's the difference? But, you know, you're right. You're right.
Exactly. Oh, you want that money in hand, Jason. You know that. You don't want it down the line.
I think the real difference, though, between your opinion on Kerrigan and Bryce Harper is Kerrigan's a likable guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've met
and
him.
Bryce wasn't that likable.
Bryce isn't really.
Yeah. Right. I hung out with Bryce for an hour once. He was all right.
You didn't love it.
He was all right. He wasn't great. He was all right.
Well, look, Kerrigan would come sit down with us at spring, or at training camp shows. Mm-hmm. Bryce would never sit down with us.
Not unless he's getting paid.
When we were doing shows down there.
All right, let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Line one. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jumps.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Just real quick, my thoughts on this is I kind of agree with you guys. Like, Ryan Kerrigan, he was such a good guy, and Washington was such a three-ring circus when he was here. He was the only one who was really you could count on. So I have nothing but respect for him. I hope he has a good career in Philly. I mean, of course, I'm not going to be rooting for him, but just one thing, and I'll hang up. I don't think he was as good as Dexter Manley or Charles Mann. That's just my opinion. He was a good player, B-plus player, but I wouldn't put him in the category with those other two players. Thanks, guys.
I don't know. I would love to see Dexter's numbers. I feel like Dexter had some really incredible moments, but it was also a better team. It was a better era, exciting era. But Ryan's had some great moments, too. But it's just for a sad franchise. That's just the difference.
I don't know. How many sacks did Dexter end up with?
I don't know, because Dexter had so much off the field
stuff.
He had
97 and a half.
But how much did he have
with Washington?
Dexter
just had more spectacular seasons.
Oh, yeah,
because Kerrigan had a couple seasons at, 13 and a half.
Yeah. Dexter had 19
one year. Dexter had a 15, and he had an 18 and a half.
He was first-team All-Pro in 86.
Well, also, Dexter was such a great quote. Dexter was such a... Dexter's just such a likable guy, even to this day.
I forgot. He finished his year with Phoenix and then Tampa.
Yeah. Well, how many sacks did Dexter have here?
But that's an example, by the way. It's an example. Dexter's beloved here, okay? Yeah. And
he had about 91.
But that's also from winning championships.
Right. He had 91 sacks
here
as a member of the Washington Redskins with four seasons in double digits.
Yeah.
Starting in 83 with 11, then 13 and a half, then 15, then 18 and a half. But at a similar age, at 31, he bounces and he ends up in Phoenix, and then he bounces to Tampa to close his career. It just happens when these guys get older.
Yeah.
But look, he had a better run here in Washington than Kerrigan did. That 4-year stretch from 83.
A little more spectacular, but the teams were better.
Of course. Yeah. He was winning Super Bowls.
All right, let's go. Let me see. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to DJ, line 3. DJ in D.C. What's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, Junks?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, DJ.
What's up, bro?
I understand what Brad is saying, but I'm also torn as well, too. I can understand where he's coming from with that. But, hey, we didn't want him. So there's that aspect.
Right.
Then my thing is, it can't be because of proximity, because you have Pittsburgh right there, so it has to be possibly because of the playing time. So my thing is, I'll root for him when he ain't playing my squad, but that he's a good player for me.
By the way, Philly's closer than totally Pittsburgh. By the way,
it's way closer.
We're talking about what? Maybe
an hour,
40-50 miles?
No. It's like the difference between 2 hours away and like
Pittsburgh's
4.5 hours.
4-hour death march.
All right, so it's a couple hours. It's not that big of a deal.
It's a couple hours. I mean, but it's close enough. I mean, apples and oranges. Now, we talk about Dexter and Kerrigan. No comparison, man. You had a game plan for Dexter. Plain and simple. They were double and tripling Dexter, and he was still knocking your quarterback out of the game.
Yeah.
Every game almost. I mean, that's what he was. Kerrigan
was more dominant.
He was a great player.
Yeah.
Most definitely. But I feel for Kerrigan, man. I mean, I think we should have kept him in rotation, but that's their decision. I can't make it. But I'm torn on that.
Do we even know if they offered him like a small deal to just be?
I haven't heard that.
A backup?
Do
we even know? He seemed to know at the end of the year when he took that extra 10 minutes when everybody left the stadium and he was walking around. He knew.
He kind of knew.
Rivera doesn't have loyalty to these guys. I mean, Sundberg's gone. What did Nick Sundberg do against Ron Rivera? It's a long snapper.
Yeah.
Well, so and he was one of the best ones in the league.
I think they think it was simply a health thing. They didn't think he could come back from his surgery.
My point is, new coach comes in, he moves on from these guys.
He's going to bring his guys in.
There is no loyalty.
No.
There's no loyalty. Especially if they've got young guys, you know, like Montez and Chase ahead of you.
So I don't think Washington offered him any deal.
I don't know.
They probably said, go look for a deal because we're not giving you one.
What I read is there was a window of opportunity, but a very small window.
Right.
And he just probably just didn't feel any love. It might have been, maybe they gave him some sort of nominal.
Yeah, but he already knew how it was going to play out. Yeah. He saw it played out last year, and he wasn't happy.
Coming up a bit later on the show at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to John Walton, the radio voice for the Washington Capitals. But when we come back, what's the age when Americans finally embrace getting older? We'll tell you about that next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. John Walton, Capitals radio play-by-play voice, will join us in just about 35 minutes. He'll be on at 8. We'll revisit what happened last night at Capital One Arena as the series is now tied between the Capitals and the Bruins. Series shifts to Boston on Wednesday.
You know, we talk about a lot of people who are great at their job. He is great at his job.
Great at his job. No doubt. No doubt.
He's really good.
Yep. So he'll be on the show at 8. So I teased before the break about how old are you when you finally embrace, like, I'm kind of getting old. Like, what is that age? And I guess according to this new survey,
let me guess,
of 2,000 general population Americans aged 40 plus.
Mm-hmm. So it's when you accept aging? What's the question?
I'll just read the first line. A new survey has found on average, people say they feel 7 years younger than their actual age and won't begin to embrace getting older until they hit age blank.
I don't know.
Haven't hit it yet.
Like embrace it?
50 was a 50's a big one.
According to the survey.
Yeah, 50's I've been bad. Depressed since I turned 40.
I've had moments when I felt really old. You know, I mean, it sucks when you start having to move your phone further away. You know what I mean? Or some of you guys have changed
the
font.
I can't read the Rolling Stone magazine anymore.
But for me, it's more a competitive thing. Like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe it was 5 years ago, I was playing pickup hoops. And, you know, a lot of times you play pickup hoops, you have to sit out a game and you're waiting for the next game, right? And I'm waiting for the next game and I'm looking at these chumps and I'm, those guys can't play. Chumps. Like, they don't play well. They just don't look like they're good players.
Yeah.
And then I get out on the court and they're just blowing by me.
You're a chump.
Because I'm old
you're
now.
You're calling them chumps.
And, like, in my head, I'm a lot quicker than those guys.
Yeah.
But the reality is I'm 46 and 47.
Do you see the clips of Adam Sandler?
Yeah, that's why I kind of brought it up, and that's why it popped in my head, is that I watched Adam Sandler, and they jock him all the time. He just was, like, standing out there with the – first of all, he looks awful.
He didn't even play defense.
He looks awful.
Looks
terrible. He's cherry-picking. Guys are dunking in the game.
Is he the guy – does he – is he the guy that shows up at the gym with the super long shorts and he's wearing, like, a polo shirt?
Yes.
That look to me makes no sense whatsoever. That's a weird vibe that he
that
has.
That was the moment for me where, again – I'm looking at and I got matched up against like a kid who was either in high school or college. So he was very young. And I'm definitely old enough to be his dad by a lot.
That's when I would have feigned an injury. I would have said, I'm not checking a 19-year-old who's athletic prime.
When do you embrace your age or whatever?
According to the survey, it's when you hit 47.
Maybe.
47 is when you really start like locking in.
No, but that fits into what EB's saying.
In the sense that you're okay with it?
You accept it.
You're resigned to it.
Because I think that fits in. You said it hit you when you're 40, but
no, 40 was
wasn't
traumatic.
There some sort of 7-year gap? You think you're 7 years younger than you are?
Yeah.
So 47, you feel 40. And maybe it all comes together.
Yeah, but you're not happy. You're not happy about it.
No, like at 40, I still felt pretty good shape and all that. It's just that.
Well.
I just felt butt old, and I knew the end was near.
I went for a run with Chris Farley yesterday, and you know how old I felt during the run? 50. Okay,
well,
I felt 50.
Age
when
appropriate.
I went.
Well, Drab right now is 38, blew out his calf. I guarantee you this is as old as you've ever felt.
Yeah, he and Mike Trout.
It was an awakening.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. A turning point.
Like, you're out there playing football with a bunch of chubsters, and you blow your leg out, and you're laying there with all the other guys.
But also, when's the last time you had done something explosive?
Well, we're in a pandemic. It's not my fault.
Right.
So, but I have done a lot of reminiscing the last week or so the glory days. All the pickup games that I'll never play
anymore. You know what hits me? Yeah. It hits me when, like, after dinner, I look at my wife and I go, you want to go for a walk?
Mm-hmm. I go for walks every day.
I envisioned myself as a guy going for a walk.
Eric, I go for walks every day.
I know, but you have a dog. It's a little different.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of why you're doing it.
But I never thought I would do it every day.
Like, sometimes I'll be sitting around and be like, well, I've been a sloth. I haven't done anything all day. Maybe I didn't go for a bike ride or something. We should at least go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really run anymore. It hurts my knees.
But a lot of that is physical, and I know that Eric will diminish it. To me also, when did I start feeling old? When the gray hairs really started taking over. Because you just see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it just starts taking over, and that was, I started graying like in my, probably when I was about 30, like when we were at HFS, I still had pretty much dark hair. Like I can look at these
mid-30s.
Pictures with like Cal, but then once you get like to the mid-30s, they start coming in on the sides. And now I have almost no dark hair on the side. I got some on the top. Some.
Well, I'm resigned to the physical part of it because I just have too many injuries, and you know, I got one eye and I got a shoulder issue, and my back hurts. But it's emotional for me because realizing that both my daughters will be out of the house in 3 months.
Passage of time.
All right, so both my daughters will be in college.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's looking at all the pictures around the house of when they were 5 and 3 and 7 and 5.
Dude,
the depression is set in big time.
You need the meds.
I think I might need meds.
You need to balance yourself out.
You've been there, though, for years.
I think I need meds, Eric.
You might.
You should. I mean, it can
I don't know if you take stuff, but I think I might need some.
I have at times,
Because I think about that all the time.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not as happy as I was 15 years ago.
Well, I just think about dying.
No, you're laughing. I'm being serious.
I understand that.
We're not laughing at your pain, man. We hear you.
I mean, you're laughing at me.
It
doesn't help.
My kids are growing up too, but I don't mind. I don't mind them going to college and that kind of thing because that's a new experience, and I'm going to go visit them there, and that'll be fun.
I know, but you're going
to
see them a couple times a month.
Yeah, it's fine.
See, I'm not fine with it.
By the way,
and plus you're still having a younger one, so you still have one. You can still kind of hold on to that youth.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 3 months away.
Some things that triggered people, according to this study, were seeing a celebrity that they've never heard of that affected 33% of people in the
survey.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah, you like, can't keep up like with the young pop stars.
Like if your kids mention somebody like that, you know, like...
Oh, like when you listen to music
or something. Yeah, like music that you can't relate to or you've never heard before, your kids are into and you're not into.
Or you I'll tell you what triggers me.
You listen to mumble rap, and you're like, this is awful. Right? Big Daddy Kane was better. And then your kid's like, Big Daddy Kane, that's terrible.
JP talks about like the gray hair, right? Yeah. And I have just basically white hair. Mm-hmm. It's fine, and I've basically accepted it. But I wear a hat a lot because I don't... If my hair's short, it's fine. But when my hair's long, I'll wear a hat almost everywhere. But here's what... I won't get any plastic. I'm not going to do Botox. I'm not going to do any of that, right? I'm a guy. But when I get a turkey neck, I'm getting that fixed. I saw a guy on the plane, and I was talking. He was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And an older guy.
Yeah.
And his neck was massive. Right. And it just this massive turkey neck. And I'm just not going to go there.
I don't even really know. Describe the turkey neck.
Well, I mean, it was just like, he was an older guy. I mean, he's like a grandpa.
Okay, okay.
But, like,
got you.
I'm
it
not
just gets
have,
loose skin.
Yeah, massive.
Right.
Like, no chin anymore. Like, it's just sagging. Like, that will not happen to me. I will go in for plastic
surgery. Here's the question.
Wish I had a turkey sound effect.
You're going to be bitter. We can throw this out to callers. 800-636-1067. When do you believe we turned old?
Because
we're kind of confessing.
I don't know if I can handle this on a Tuesday, JP.
No, we don't need them to chime in.
I've had 4 hours of sleep.
We don't need them to
chime
in. I
think it could be fun. 800-636-1067.
Is that I enjoy, like, our Divas game. We always bring that up. But I'll never forget, I had one of those receptions, and I knocked the Chinese girl. Remember, I knocked her out.
I think you just jumped over one.
No, I shoved her down.
Big boy her.
It was like a 25 or 30 yard play, right? I was sized. I came back to the sideline, and Ratcliffe Thomas, who was a star at Maryland, and he played in the NFL for about 7 or 8 years, he looked at me and goes, how come you didn't cut that back? And he goes, right. You couldn't outrun those girls? And that's when I felt 100. And I was 34 years old.
Right.
And he was like, how come? And first of all, how come I didn't cut that back? Well, I never played football before, so I didn't. Yeah, I don't have the field vision.
You should have said, who am I, Randy Moss?
Like, but I know where to go. The part that really hurt me,
Yeah, he's Randy Moss from horse racing.
I felt like I just had the biggest play of the game.
Right. So
30 yards.
But if we watch the video again, I don't know. Probably he's seeing the whole field open to the left.
I should have cut it back, but then he's like,
I just remember that you did. You pumped your arm and you almost slipped, right?
I don't remember that, but I just remember going back to the sideline. He goes, you let them catch you? Like, you had a 30, you know, you're going 30 yards down the field and they caught you.
Right.
I got caught by girls.
Well,
here's when I felt old.
Yeah.
Here's how I know I'm getting old. I eat dinner at 5, and I go to bed sometimes at 7:30.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I get into
the
bed at 7:30.
I think that's
depression. That said, Jason, I mean,
think that's depression.
That's personal because
that might be depression.
Your body clock's different. On Friday night, okay, we didn't have to work the next morning. On Friday night, I had a project to do at the house. I was up till 3 in the morning doing it.
Oh, I could never do that.
I actually thought of you because I didn't look at the clock. I was in my garage. I was ranging everything and doing all this stuff. And then I looked, and it was 2:50.
Mm. I mean, I can say this with certainty. I'll never be doing a home improvement project at 3
That'll
in
never
the morning.
Happen.
Ever. Mm-hmm. I can say that.
I can't even remember what I did Friday night. That's another reason I know I'm getting old. I can't remember anything.
Oh, I can't remember anything. JP will say something like, oh, when was the last time the Wizards were in the playoffs? No idea. No recollection.
Well, I botched it. I forgot the Raptors series.
15 years ago, I could have given you every play.
Oh, yeah. Every stat.
Every box score.
Yes. I don't retain anything.
I can't do it anymore.
I don't
Mike
even care anymore.
In McLean on line one. Mike in McLean, what's going on?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Hello,
hey,
Mike.
Good. What's up?
Hey, so I've been listening to you guys since the, I don't know, early to mid-2000s. And the moment that I think I started to feel old was about 5 minutes ago. When I started listening to you guys this morning.
Yeah, sorry.
And it is absolutely ridiculous when you think about it, guys. You guys, summer dress sillies, the hotties and naughties and and all these fun things that you guys used to do. Now you're talking about going to bed early and your daughter's leaving for college. I mean, what
Chase
is wrong
has been
with
talking
you guys?
About going to bed early since we were on HFS.
It's the evolution of things, my friend.
Well, I remember we stopped our, what was it? Not our sundress
party. Our spring break party.
I remember at one point I was about 45, 46 years old.
Oh, we remember that.
Huh?
The spring break party? We stopped it like a decade ago.
I think it was about 45 or so, but maybe, I don't think it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was, but doesn't matter.
Well, I just remember being up there on stage and we had like girls making out and, you know, like banging a balloon or something. And, you know, I had three kids. These pictures are going on the internet.
That's not right.
If you Google my name to this day, it's horrifying.
Right.
If you Google image EB junkies,
yeah.
It's horrifying.
It's you just, in the cooler at the starboard with eight beers in your arms.
It's hammered. Right. It's your shirt. It just has beer all over it. You're drenched in sweat. You're at some bar.
Glory days, EB. You bring up the divas like every other day. It's the glory days.
Well, those were fun, but that's also when I realized I was old.
Let's go to Thomas and Bowie, line three. Thomas, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Morning, guys. Hey, how's everyone doing?
What's up?
Hey, so we got to do old man ranking, starting from the oldest to the youngest. Oh, we'll start from youngest to oldest. We'll go.
All right.
I would say JP. Mm-hmm. He seems to be the most active and youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Then going to Cakes. Followed by Bickle, and then Jason's been an old man since I started listening to the show 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But nothing really.
I agree.
Jason, you're the one seed. It's good to be the one seed.
I kind of quibble with the Cakes. I think Cakes and I might be tied.
I can't argue with it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Cakes doesn't do that much stuff, but I don't know. I don't really do that much
either.
He
doesn't complain and doesn't think about dying.
He doesn't complain.
Much.
Yeah. He doesn't complain.
Oh,
like
I think about dying plenty. I just don't vocalize it as much as. This guy.
He doesn't verbalize it like me.
By the way, I've been pretty inactive the last year, but I'll pick it back up.
Hey, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to line two. Jared in Laytonville. Jared, what's up, man?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Well, I was going to say, I think the survey is dead on. I think 47 is the age that, you know, people start feeling old. I'm 36 right now, and I'm starting to truly get up there to realize I'm not in high school anymore.
Right.
And I just want to add that, Jason, I support you 100%, dude. If you get on medicine, do it. It'll change your life. I did it about 2 years ago, and it's absolutely changed my life, especially after my parents passed away. I mean, it changes everything. So I absolutely support you. You do what you got to do, dude.
Yeah, that's another thing. I haven't even talked about my mom passing 2 years ago. All right, that certainly is a huge factor.
Yeah, but you were depressed before that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it got, you know, ramped up to another level.
Yeah, yeah.
But have you guys had...
My wife takes antidepressants.
You just put it all out.
She does.
Yeah.
I mean, tons of people, millions of people do.
Sure. You know, it may be different. You know, how you mentioned how Erica has a younger daughter. She's 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kate's 11. Well, mine's 4. So that kind of makes you feel younger in a way. You're doing a lot of the things maybe that you did earlier, like I did with Kelsey 20 years ago. Understood.
You're the old dad at the park.
That gets mistaken for grandpa sometimes.
True, but I see a lot of fatties at the games and big herd things.
All right. Well, in terms of like physical condition, like we're pretty good. We're pretty good that way.
We're not embarrassing that way, like 300 pounders.
Dude, I saw a picture of some buddies that were out playing golf.
I think I saw that picture. Yeah, it was horsey in the picture. Yeah, I think I saw that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
Jason
like your DeMatha guys.
We were texting each other.
Well, two of them.
Yeah.
Two of them combined were 700 pounds easy.
Oh. Two of them.
And a couple of them.
They put on the pandemic 100.
Oh, and a couple of them played like high school hoops.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, at least one of them. Yeah.
One of them did.
Yeah.
No, but they just let themselves go.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we can take more of your calls on when did the Junks get old? And here's something that'll make you feel old. Kwame Brown was in the news yesterday.
Oh, dude, I listened to Kwame for an hour yesterday.
We can talk about him on the podcast. And this will make you feel old. Kwame Brown is now 39.
He's 39.
Wow, he's almost 40.
Wow. He's an angry dude.
He's almost 40.
He still have his French dressing.
Anything negative about that dude.
Nope. You don't want to do that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scary. So we'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
I will say this, though. We're all getting older, and it's depressing. But I'm 51 years old. I went to the bathroom and washed my hands after I went. And I just have a zit on my nose at 51.
I say you're picking your nose a million times. your nose.
Do you have some acne issues?
That's like, that never ends.
Yeah.
I'm 51, and I got a zit on my nose. Where'd
it's
that come from?
It's very red.
Yeah.
Probably should quit touching it.
Well, I tried to pick it. I was like, what was going on there? All of a sudden, I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed. What's going on, Case?
I can't believe you actually watched that Pimple Popper show.
I haven't, but I mean, I would like it.
I do not get sized. I see that. It makes me want to retch when I see it.
Oh, hey, no, real quick, I want to do a lurch. Lurch is really good about this. I got a neighbor who actually used to coach my son, Dylan. He's one of my new neighbors, Dave, who I really like. And I told him I'd give his son a shout-out. So shout-out to Avi and Potomac because they're reaching the state finals in soccer. When my son was playing, Avi was scoring all the goals.
Yeah.
My son was on the field. He had a good time. Yeah. But Avi was a stud, and I guess he's still a stud playing soccer for Potomac.
Well, that's
dovetailing from that, last night at the Caps game, like during one of the intermissions, this dude comes up to me. I was sitting on the aisle, and he introduces himself. It was a kid who came out to the hometown happy hour at Clyde's in Ashburn.
How long ago
was
that?
His name was Keyshawn. He came out with his dad.
Oh, I actually remember
when
that name.
He came out, he was like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And he's like 22 or 23 now. I was like, oh my God, last time I saw you were like this tall.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, do you remember?
That
I
place
still keep
was
in
so
touch with,
packed.
Yeah. It was
every
packed.
Once in a while, I keep in touch with our guy, Anthony from Oxon Hill.
Yeah.
When we were doing a weekend show, he was one of the first kind of listeners that we met once we did appearances at like Pettibones. And he's like 40 years old now.
No, I know. That's when you feel
old. I mean, maybe he's 37, 38.
Yeah. He's getting up there.
I went to see him play in a high school game at Friendly. Yeah.
He's in Drab's range right now. He's in Drabville, 38
well, you know,
to 40.
I'll bring it to death. So so I was on social media yesterday, and you guys all saw that terrible story of that sports editor from the Post that just died of a heart attack.
I saw that, yeah, it's terrible.
47.
Yeah,
I know.
47.
What happens? We've had friends.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Let's go to
story.
Mike in Bristow, line 3
Pretty
real quick.
Uplifting show we're doing.
Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hello, Mike.
All right.
What's up?
I don't know if you guys remember, like, a couple months ago when you guys were, like, talking about Under Armour not being cool anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And it just ruined it for me. I do my wife will go to TJ Maxx and come back. She'll be like, yeah, I got you another Under Armour. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, man.
Unathletic. Remember the yes. on that old guy? Unathletic. And I just look around and I just see old dudes wearing it. And I'm like, damn, you junkies. But I love you anyway, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks,
man. There was one guy who said that his son, I think, played for like an Under Armour school, but he wouldn't wear Under Armour because guys would joke.
Even though his son played there.
Correct.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, he was a cool dude, I guess. Let's just say
well,
that.
That's the other thing. We're about not. Getting older and, you know, I coached and watched my daughters play softball for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my daughters didn't love it because, you know, you had 6 or 8 weekends locked up.
You were in right field coaching them the whole time.
Well, I mean, that diminished as they got older.
That slowed down.
Because I started coaching, so I was actually in the dugout or on the field. But, you know, they didn't love it because you had 6, 7 weekends locked up for these travel tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, you know, I loved going to see them play. I loved going down to Virginia Beach.
That's the highlight, man.
Going down to Richmond or going down to South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. So I know where you're going. So you don't have that anymore. Yeah.
Done. They're done.
Yeah.
And my daughter, my youngest daughter, even decided not to play her senior year varsity. She's been a varsity player since she was a sophomore. She decided, Dad, I'm out. You know, they decreased the schedule to 12
games. Because it was
games.
A farce. And,
yeah, I mean. And they were limiting the amount of parents who come see the games.
At one point, they were having, like, virtual varsity.
Right.
Which was just ridiculous.
By the way, you bring up coaching, and
but I
really
love
haven't
that.
Had time of to course. Process this. What would you have done in this situation? On Saturday, I'm coaching my son's flag football team. And we hadn't lost in, like, 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there was a pandemic in play. And so we needed to be humbled. We did lose the game. All right, and I probably have gotten cocky as a coach with our team because I feel like I can get guys open and we kind of have a machine.
You could scheme them open.
I feel like I can scheme them open. 5-on-5, I've got certain plays which I call.
You're J.P. Turner.
Right.
You think you're selling.
The coach came up to me before the game, and this year the fields are a lot smaller.
Yeah.
It's just a certain space, like they're packing them in, so it's a much more narrow field. So there's less space to get those windows open. And he had a bunch of kids on his team for 5-on-5, like 9, he goes, listen, can we play 6-on-6 instead of 5-on-5?
Shaking it up.
And I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a good sport about it, but if we play him in the playoffs again, I'm going to say no because it made the windows much smaller for the quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, those plays
so
I was dialing up,
he did that
guys
was gamesmanship
weren't open.
On his
no,
part?
I think he was trying to
have
his players play more often. You know what I mean? Like, you have to rotate your players in and out.
Right.
And so I at first was hesitant, and then I was like, okay, we'll do 6-on-6.
Mm-hmm.
But the competitor in me knows that if we go 5-on-5, I got a better chance to win.
Sure.
So if we play them in the championship game and he says, would you play 6-on-6, what would you say?
I guess you're going to say, I politely decline.
I think
that's what I think you're going to say.
I thought it was 5-on-5 flag football.
All right, have we banged out all these calls? Are they still there, Drabby? Have we banged them all out? I can't even tell.
I think people had to go to work.
They did? Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we should move on to the Kwame thing. Now, Drab and I were talking about this during a break before the show started. I don't even know if we could play any of the audio.
I mean, I told you about this yesterday. The guy loves to drop the N-bomb.
Yeah, he is an angry, angry dude. And here's what I've surmised.
What's the root of it?
Well, I think, first of all, let me say, I watched, I think, an hour and a half, because he had an hour and 15-minute YouTube video that I stayed up after the Caps game, and I was watching. I cut it off.
You pulled a late one.
I cut it off halfway, and then I listened to it driving in this morning, and then he did another 15-minute video after that. So I've spent 90 minutes.
With Kwame.
Fascinated.
You're infatuated with a guy.
What is he putting it on?
He's just putting it on YouTube.
It's like his own YouTube channel?
It's his Instagram.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to his Instagram.
So he did like an Instagram live or something like that.
Yeah, but he's somehow it's on YouTube.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I think he might even have his own YouTube channel. He maybe not. But either way, first of all, he's what spurred this is Steven Jackson and Gilbert Arenas or whatever, their podcast with Matt Barnes. They made some references to him. They call him a bust, and they maybe tell
which
some
is
stories.
True.
Well,
it is true.
The way he looks at it is, first of all, he says, I came from the projects. I had a 13-year NBA career, made $63 million. I bought my mother a house when she was 18. This is no bust. And then he talks about how he played with guys.
Well, it depends
like
on your definition of bust.
Correct.
But go ahead.
And he says nope. And he's actually, you know, he's defensive about it. I think he's been called a bust his entire life. He's 40 years old now.
Yeah.
He's 39 years old. He's sick of it.
That takes a toll.
And
man. It has to.
And he's talking about how these guys like Gilbert. He emasculates these guys. He's very defensive about being called a bust. He talks about how when he plays with Gil shoots 35 times a game. How is he supposed to score any points? When he played with the Lakers, Kobe was, you know, shoots 35 times. He said when the Wiz, he played with, who did he say? He said with Gilbert, with Larry Hughes, who would shoot 20 times.
Right.
He
was Karan here too? Jameson?
He said Anton Jameson would shoot 20 times. He said they didn't even want me. He said the Bulls the Wizards when they drafted me, and this rings some truth to it.
It's a little convoluted. He believes that they drafted him to trade him for Elton Brand.
Which, for some reason, that rumor does stick in my head. That may have been, but he said A. Poland wouldn't allow MJ to do that. So he says I was drafted by a team that didn't even want me. But anyway, so he's very defensive about it, very angry, and then he starts like kind of ratting out Steven Jackson on some stories when they were out and about. He starts bragging about like basically banging Matt Barnes' girl or something.
Oh, jeez.
I mean,
no. What he was saying was he's tired of these guys taking shots about him about basketball. He says,
right.
You want to talk about basketball? I got real life stuff. And then he started talking about Matt Barnes because Derek Fisher slept with his wife.
Right.
And he said Derek Fisher has keys to your truck. He's got keys to your front
door. Yeah, but we all knew that.
I know, dude. You got to watch it, though. And we can't play it because he says the N-word and mother
says
effer
the N-word
every second.
Million times.
He's so scary.
He's the scariest dude. I will never call him a bust.
What's he doing
ever.
Now?
I don't know.
Hanging out.
He's doing the podcast.
He looks good. I mean,
he looks pretty good.
Wasn't he playing in the Big Three?
He did play a little bit in that.
He definitely put some respect on his name. He's tired of the Jonas.
He came out swinging.
Yeah. And he's like, you don't hear me going around talking about other people. Because he says, you know, I don't do that. I don't need
to be
famous.
Who's listening for him, too? He's Kwame Brown. And then, Jason, you're right. He was a bust.
He was.
When you're the number one pick, you expect more production.
How many number one picks in the NBA draft average 6 points a game for their career?
I don't care that those other guys were taking shots. There's a reason they were taking shots.
Condi.
If you could actually play well, you would get more shots.
But you're looking at it just from a basket. As he pointed out, he said everybody in the league is elite.
Understood.
To that league.
No, I understood. And I can understand his argument. His argument is, I made it. I made all this money.
Right.
Agreed. But from a fan perspective, we expect our number one picks to produce.
Sure.
Like RG3 can make that argument right now, right?
Right.
Well, I made it. I made all this money.
Right.
But you would still call him a bust, wouldn't you?
I suppose. His argument is if you looked at his points per minute and his rebounds per minute, that they were fine.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, but there
the
was
guys
a reason
that make those arguments, it's kind of a weak argument because if you were so good,
you
the coach would have played
him.
You more.
I'm not saying it to him.
I'm never going to see him.
I'm
never.
Team Kwame.
What are you worried about?
I'm not
Kwame Brown.
Hey, Drabby, are you with me?
Let me tell you, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson didn't think he'd hear anything either.
They
were joking.
I guarantee you, those guys aren't going to talk anymore trash.
No.
Oh, they were so buttoned up. They responded saying, oh, Kwame, the only reason you're coming at us because we got the number one podcast. You wanted your name out there.
What?
I don't know.
They wanted the smoke.
And then he started trashing Rachel Nichols, too, because, you know, she was in D.C. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hosting, I guess, one of these shows with these guys. Dude, I'm telling you, he is riveting. And here's something I don't know. I know we got to go to break. He's smoking on that hookah or hookah, whatever that thing is. Do guys smoke that and just, like, are they getting high or are they just doing that because they like the flavor? Do you have any
idea? I've never done it.
No.
I don't think it's to get high.
No idea.
I don't know if he. I mean, you can put weed inside of a hookah, but I don't know what he's doing. He might just like the flavor.
What
tobacco.
Do most people do? Just smoke it for the flavor?
Yeah, drink.
Yeah.
What do most people do?
Well, culturally in Middle Eastern culture.
I know, but here in the United States, what are guys doing with the hookahs?
Tobacco.
It's for tobacco.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You put weed in it. People do.
Yeah, what percentage of people?
I don't know.
10%? I mean,
I have literally no idea.
You're the only weed guy here.
There's a zillion hookah bars. None of them are putting weed in their hookahs.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's my answer.
90% of them probably go out of business. I hope Kwame. 6 months of opening.
They're always Kwame, in terrible strip plazas.
Always.
Kwame made $60 million, correct?
$63 million.
All right, yeah. So after taxes and paying off, I hope he's got, you know, $5 million,
I don't
$6 million
in the bank.
He was
bragging about his action figure. What's the action figure he's got? He kept talking about his action figure. He's so proud of that action figure.
Who knows? Here's what I do know. The John Walton, yep. Capitals radio play-by-play voice, he's going to join us next to talk about the Caps Bruins series. That's next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.